Hey, friendly reminder, this podcast is not for kids or people who have a stick up their ass.
Friday, 5:58 p.m.
I'm sleeping with my best friend's husband.
I think my uncle killed someone in his suicide.
I am a sugar baby.
I'm a soccer mom addicted to Adderall.
I think my sister is actually my uncle's kid.
My husband bought his hooker a car whenever I
was helping.
What's your secret? Welcome back to another week of Beyond the Secret. My name is Ace Fanning, and I am back this month with a brand new story for you. But before we get into the baby mama drama of it all, I'm just here to quickly remind you that if you miss weekly episodes of Patreon, you can always join the party at any time at patreon.com/beyondthesecretpodcast for just $10 a month. Now, here's what I want you to do to get in the right mindset for this episode. I want you to think of a time in your life when you kind of just threw caution to the wind. And I'm not talking like a year-long breakdown where you decided to backpack through Europe and do a bunch of drugs with random people you meet along the way and then like sleep on couches of people you don't know and then come back and tell everyone in your life about it for the next 10 years. I'm talking one night of fun. Letting your hair down and just being carefree for one night. For me, this looks like pizza, ranch, and ice cream all in one night. Because I'm lactose intolerant, so I already know. I'm going to shit my pants later. But carpe diem, you know? The story that you're about to hear is the story of a girl who threw caution to the wind one night. But the wind fought back. And she found herself just living in a perpetual shitstorm. This week's secret, baby mama drama. Tell me about yourself.
I am creative and passionate and loyal and a very good friend and a sister and someone who just cares very deeply.
Tell me about the first time you met your boyfriend.
Well, first of all, he was never my boyfriend and will never be my boyfriend, but I met him at a job that I started in October of 2019. I had just actually broken up with someone and I was dating him for a few months. It was nothing serious. And I'm at this new job and there's a guy working in the kitchen who kept trying to like talk to me and kept trying to like get my attention or whatever. And I like pretty much ignored him for a couple months. And then I realized through all the other people that were working there that he was actually dating someone I was working with. And so then it was a hard no for a while. And she ended up, through the grapevine, I found out that they had split up and he was trying to hook up with me again. And I was in a place where I was like, okay, whatever, I'll do this once. I'm not invested in it. She wasn't my friend, so I don't owe her anything. So I ended up hooking up with him, and a couple weeks later, right around Valentine's Day, I realized that I didn't get my period, and he was the only person that I had been with, but we had only slept together once, and I was completely in, like, shock, like, does that really happen? Do people really do this? I've only known this person 3 months and we hooked up once, and now all of a sudden, am I really pregnant? Like, is that a real thing? And so I took a pregnancy test right after Valentine's Day, and I actually sent him a picture of it, and I was like, can you tell me what this is? Like, why is this, what is happening? Why is this saying this? Because I didn't even, it hadn't even crossed my mind. It really hadn't. And I know that sounds silly, because if you have unprotected sex, you can obviously get pregnant. But for whatever reason, it didn't even make sense to me.
I'm curious to know, what was your impression of this guy when you first met him, when you guys first started talking?
So I guess that's the part of the story that, like, is kind of, it's weird, because I really didn't, like, he worked in the kitchen, and to be honest with you, he had neck tattoos, and that was on my sexual bucket list. Like, I was just like, oh, I've never slept with anyone with neck tattoos. It's probably crazy sex. Like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Why not? Like, that was literally my only impression. Like, I didn't know anything about him. He worked in the kitchen and I worked in the front of house in the restaurant. And so the extent of our exchange was so minimal. It was like, I'm picking up food from the kitchen and leaving. So, like, I didn't know anything about him.
Was the neck tattoo sex all you had imagined it would be?
Yeah, it was. It was really crazy. And I remember thinking in my head, like, oh, this guy is good at this, because he clearly does this all the time. And it was really strange too, because it was after work, and it was like 11 or 12 o'clock at night, whatever. And he takes me to this apartment that he says belongs to his friend. Come to find out, it's actually his mother's apartment. Oh my God, it was so crazy. So I'm there for a couple of hours, and I mean, then I ended up going to where I live. We have this event that happens at 4 o'clock in the morning every day, and I went with a couple of one of my really good friends and his wife, and she even made like a joke. She was like, what if you're actually pregnant right now? Because I had this giant hickey on my neck, and we were like laughing about the neck tattoo sex, and she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that, you're so crazy. That was literally the only reason why I slept with him, is because he had a neck tattoo. Oh, that sounds crazy.
So a week goes by between your pregnancy tests, and then you get a phone call.
Yeah, I got a phone call from his phone number, and he doesn't usually call me. So I was like, what? This is weird. And so I answer it, and there's a girl on the other phone, on the other line, and she says, who is this? And I was like, well, you called me, so who is this? And she starts going off on me about, like, how it's my fault. And she saw the picture of the pregnancy test, and it was just crazy. She was blaming the whole thing on me. And I was like, is he not at your house right now? Like, we spent 2.5 hours together. Like, that was it. We don't hang out outside of work. We don't go on dates. Like, we do nothing. Like, he's clearly at your house. You're the one snooping through his phone. Like, you know what's going on. Like, why are you calling me to ask? And that same time, I get text messages from him. Well, she hung up, but like within like 5 minutes, he texts me and he's like, I told her about us. She knows we're going to keep the baby. And at this point, I'm like, what? We're going to do what? Like, I don't even know you. I'm processing the fact that I'm pregnant from having sex with you one time, and you're over here telling this girl that you're dating that I didn't even know about, because I thought he was dating the other girl at my work. So then I'm like, okay, this is the second girl. Like, oh my God, it was so insane. And so it kind of turned into this big thing, because he was dating her and they had a plan. They were going on a vacation. They were going out of town for whatever. And they still went, even after she called me. They went on their vacation, and I was Snapchat friends with him, and she ended up finding me on Snapchat, and she's like sending me videos of their trip. And I'm like, do you not realize that I don't care about this guy at all. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to have a baby by myself or not. Like, I don't even understand. And then they get back and she sends me this video of him walking up to her car. And as he's walking up to the car, she tells me, "You and that other girl can have them." And I was just like, "The other girl? What? Is she talking about my girl from my work, or is she talking about someone else?" And I had no idea at this point, like, what she was even talking about. I just knew that I was not trying to, like, fight for this dude at all. But it was strange how she was taking it, because they clearly hadn't been dating for a very long time.
Let me ask you this. How did he react? Like, what sort of things did he say when you very first sent him the pregnancy test?
So at that point in time, I did know through, like, basic conversations that he had four other kids, and he was totally cool with it. Like, he was basically, so I'm that person who said for the last 20 years that I'm never having children. I wanted nothing to do with kids. In fact, I actually have had more than one abortion with people that I was in semi-serious relationships with, because I was so dead set on, like, kids are not for me. Like, that's just not in the cards. And when I told him, he was basically begging me to have this kid, and he was going to be there for me, and he was going to do all this stuff, and we were going to live together. And I'm just like, there was no part of me that ever wanted to be with him. But also in the back of my mind, I thought that, like, this might be a kind of cool way to have kids, because I don't have to have discipline conversations with anyone. I don't have to co-parent with anyone. Like, I can just have a kid by myself and not include because he was starting for sure to show signs of being not only a humongous liar, but, like, actually crazy. Like, the fact that I told him that I was pregnant, he was begging me to have the baby, and then he started telling people at my work before I was even comfortable telling, like, my closest friends. He's, like, telling people at work, like, "Oh, we're gonna have a baby. Oh, we're doing this." And I'm just like, what? Like, this is all insane to me. Like, how, we literally just met. How are you so gung-ho about this? Like, you think we're going to get married? You think all these, it was just like taking it, like, so far and just, like, diving in, like, head first. Like, he wanted to come live with me and he wanted to get an apartment. And meanwhile, he's literally still living at that other girl's house. So everything just, it was a complete clusterfuck, and I just couldn't make sense of it at all. And this was in February of 2020, and then 3 weeks after that, I mean, the whole world shut down. And so now we're in the middle of COVID and I'm pregnant, and this dude is still trying to, like, be with me, and I had no idea what to do. But at that point, abortion wasn't even an option, because abortion clinics closed where I live, and coincidentally for the amount of time that I had to make that happen.
So I'm assuming that not only is COVID happening and everyone's on lockdown, but seeing as you work in a restaurant, I imagine you're also out of work.
I was out of work, and because right before the shutdown, there was a lot of drama at work, because he was telling our bosses that we were going to be together. Meanwhile, the girl that he's dating is, like, threatening me and saying she's going to come to my job and smash my windows and slit my tires and do all these horrible things to me. And he's telling my bosses this, and I'm just like, I don't even know what to believe, because I don't know what he's telling her, because she's still coming at me. And then everything closed down, and then he got called back to work and I never did. And part of me was a little bit, like, chip on my shoulder about, like, what, you're not going to call the pregnant girl back? But at the same time, like, I could not have gone to work, and it was such a stressful situation for me to be even around him, because he's very charming and very charismatic, and has to this day a lot of people very confused about who he is and his entire life.
As all of this is going on and you're coming to terms with the fact that you're going to end up keeping this baby, you have this guy who's wanting to live with you. You're jobless. How are you feeling in the midst of all of that?
You know, I am not a religious person at all, but there was something that just kind of like told me that this time's different, because like I said, I have been pregnant before and it was immediately like a nope, this isn't happening. But this time, for whatever reason, it just felt like everything like added up, and I was so unsure about everything, but at the same time, like absolutely everything made sense. Like I didn't have one single answer about how I was gonna get it done, but I just knew that this needed to happen.
You don't have to say specifics, but about how old are you at this point?
In my early 30s.
So you have this guy, he's saying he wants to be with you. And are you just kind of telling him like, hey, I'm not interested in that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, honestly, at work, I might have played into it a little bit just because I didn't want them to think that like I was crazy, because at that point in time, again, everybody knew in the restaurant that he was dating that other girl. And now all of a sudden I'm over here like, hey, I'm going to have this guy's baby. Like it was just so, it was very strange and no one really knew how to take it. So when he was telling all those people like, oh, we're going to move in together, I was kind of just like not saying anything at work, but like our text messages and like our conversations were always just like, are you kidding me? Like you were literally living with this other girl. Why would I ever want to be with you? Like, I'm just not interested in any way, shape or form.
So at this point, you know, he's got a girlfriend, you know, he's living with her and she wants to basically kill you.
But also
sending you Snapchat videos of their vacation.
Yes. Yes. And then at one point she was being very ugly to me. And at one point she says, you and that other pregnant bitch can have him and have your babies together. And I just thought she was like being super ugly. And I didn't really know what to think about it because the girl that I was working with wasn't pregnant. And so I'm like, okay, she just wants me, I don't know, to be upset or to be stressed out or whatever. But he always had an answer for why. So like I told you, we were friends on Snapchat that Valentine's Day, like a couple weeks after we had hooked up when I had just found out I was pregnant, he posts on Snapchat like a picture of all these Valentine's Day gifts. And I was like, who are those for? And he tells me they're for his daughter, but they were obviously for that girl. And he always had an answer. And I knew in the back of my head he was lying about that. But it was hard to distinguish like what was the truth and what was like a complete lie.
So for the audience to just keep count, we have you. You are pregnant. We have the girlfriend who is texting you and who he is living with.
And then the work girlfriend before that. And then this other one potentially that the angry girlfriend is warning me about. Yes. All at once. And then after COVID shut down everything, he ended up getting fired from the job that we worked at together. So now neither one of us are working there. And at that point in time, he changes his phone number. He completely like just goes dark. Like I don't hear a word from him. There was no warning. There was no nothing. I just one day I was either trying to text him or I don't remember if I was texting or calling, but the call didn't go through. And then, you know, the blue bubbles turn to green bubbles and it's like, oh, you changed your phone number. You didn't just block me, because then it says not delivered or it doesn't ever show delivered, but you straight up changed your phone number. And so that was in like May, I guess, of 2020. And I didn't hear basically a word from him until July, I think. Completely dark. And during that time, one of my friends actually got super curious about the lies that he was clearly telling. And so she started looking and searching for public records, because paternity and child support is public record. And so she starts looking it up and she finds not four, she finds 6 cases of child support. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, there's not only 4 of these children, there's actually 6 of them. And she also added him on Snapchat to see like what he was up to and what was happening, just because we had no idea what was going on. And while I didn't ever want to be with him, I was also just super curious about this person, because that kind of lifestyle is so foreign to me. The changing your phone number all the time, the super shady like double lives, like it makes me beyond curious. So my friend adds him on Snapchat, and he added her in 2 seconds. And at this point, he's posting pictures of another person. So now there's literally 4 people, and he's actually living with this girl again. So he went from the last girl to this girl.
Again, just to clarify, you and mystery unknown girl are the only two who are actively pregnant that we know of
at the time. But I did not have confirmation of that at that time, so it was a big giant question mark. Like I didn't know her name, I didn't know anything. Like, it was just something that I thought this girl like threw out.
And then the girl at the restaurant, they were just boyfriend girlfriend, didn't have any kids together, correct?
Nope, no kids.
And then the girl that he's living with, no kids as well.
Yes, no kids as well.
And he told you he had how many kids?
He told me he had 4 children.
Okay, but
they were ranging from like 17 to like 8. So I'm also like, oh, you haven't really had any kids in a while. And like, I don't know, maybe you know, in the back of my mind, I feel like I always try and give people the benefit of the doubt. And I'm like, maybe he wants to, he hadn't shown that much crazy yet that I was just like, maybe he wants to like be a family at some point. Like, I don't know. This was before he went like completely black and changed his phone number on me, because at that point, and then I saw the new girl that he was dating, and I was just like, okay, so this dude is literally just a serial dater. Like, he's just one of those people that can't get an apartment because he doesn't have any credit, so he just finds people that will immediately let him move in with them. And just, and that's what he tried to do with me. He tried to be like, okay, let's get an apartment, let's do this. But like, whenever I would like humor the conversation, he would never have, it would always be like, oh, well, you're gonna put your name. And I was like, but I'm not gonna do that. Like, what if you get an apartment and you want to prove that you're not this crazy person who has all these girlfriends, then like, okay, cool. But for me, that takes years at a time. That's not something that's gonna happen next week. Like, that doesn't, especially because you've been lying to me for now 2 or 3 months. Like, that's not how relationships work for me. I've dated people for 7 months at a time, and you don't just immediately move in with people. But I think that's who he is. He just jumps from relationship to relationship with anyone that will basically let him move in with them.
I just read about this yesterday, and it wasn't like a news article, but it said they're called hobosexuals. They are people who get into relationships strictly for a place to stay.
Yeah, I think that's it, because the more I learned about him over the year, like, he didn't have any credit. His car was in his mom's name. He doesn't have a driver's license. Come to find out, he doesn't have a driver's license because they take your driver's license away when you owe too much money in child support. It was story after story after story that he was covering up and doing it very well. Like, I had to like dig and pry and play FBI with my friends to like find stuff out about this guy. And then when I would find out, I would confront him, because I'm about to have your child. Like, I feel like if anything, we should be able to like openly communicate. I'm not asking you for anything. I just want to know like your life and what you're doing. And every time that I would say something that ended up being true, his reaction was to literally threaten my life. Like, I can't tell you how many times he like threatened he was gonna come to my house, and like he would like wished horrible things on like my unborn child. It was like so bizarre, and it was the flip of a switch. Like, he would go from that, and then he would scream at me on the phone and then hang up and then like 2 hours later text me and pretend like it didn't even happen and just like ask how I was doing or like it was so strange.
I think the other thing that is, I mean, obviously everything going on in your life sounds very stressful and I'm not good under stress, but I'm also just so stressed because this man, I mean, you hear of pro athletes having a lot of baby mamas and owing child support, but like they got the income to handle that. He's working in the kitchen at a restaurant. I'm stressed. I'm stressed about his finances.
Oh, but he doesn't. So at the end of the story, well, not the end of the story, but like I ended up finding out over time that he owes over $100,000 in child support and he just works for $17 an hour in the kitchen and doesn't care that half of his paycheck, but it's he's also one of those people that's just like so horrible with money. Like he currently, like I said, his car note is in his mother's name, but he pays $500 a month for this car. And so then part of me is also like, so are you selling drugs? Like how do you have money? I know that he's not paying child support, but he has money, you know what I mean? Like he does things, he like spends money and has a car and I assume pays someone rent. I mean, I don't know if these people just let him live there without contributing at all. It's crazy to me.
I kind of want to take a step back for a minute and I'm curious to know your family, where are their heads at in regards to the fact that you, being someone who said they never wanted kids, is now pregnant, but they don't know the father of the kid. Like, how is everyone treating you? How is everyone acting about this situation?
It was really easy for everyone, to be honest, which is completely shocking. My mom passed away 12 years ago. And so that was honestly through therapy. I realized that was one of the reasons why I didn't want to have kids because I didn't want to raise children without a grandma or that, you know, support of the support only a mom can offer to a first time mom. And there's just something special about that grandma thing that I wanted to give and I didn't have. And so my dad was super confused. And to be honest, I did a horrible job of telling him. I actually made this little box and I put a bunch of name tags in it. And I just put on the top of the box, choose wisely. And at the bottom of the box was my sonogram. And I left it at his house. And I just dropped it off. And I didn't say anything. I couldn't tell him to his face because I had no idea how he was going to react. I wasn't a teenager. I could completely provide for myself and I didn't need any of like the financial support, but there was just something in me that reverted to feeling like I was ashamed because again, I was never really going to tell them who it was. I was way embarrassed. I just imagined him showing up to my house or like a birthday party or, you know, some kind of event for my child and my family just being like, excuse me, what this person is the person. But at some point you also have to take a step back and say, okay, when are you judging my sexual preferences? And when are, you know, we talking about the father of my child?
So as you're going through your pregnancy, he's now blocked you. Are you kind of feeling like you're home free of this man?
I gave him way more chances than I should have, but I was really wrestling with the idea of raising a child without a dad because I come from my entire extended family. Everyone is still married. My aunts and uncles have biological children. There's no steps. There's no halves. There's nothing like that in my family at all. And it was different to be that person, to be the one who's like, okay, now I'm going to do this. But I offered him until I was pregnant, until like the pregnancy was over. I was like, look, you have this much amount of time to like get your shit together and prove that you want to like be in this kid's life. And he never did, obviously. And, but I did, I gave him chance after chance after chance, and he would block me and then unblock me. And I came to find out like he would block me when he didn't want me texting him. And it wasn't that we were in the middle of a conversation and he blocked me. Like if he was going on a trip with the girl that he was with, he would block my phone number so that my phone number never shows up on his phone. And then he would unblock me. So it was almost like he wanted the power and the control of like our communication. And I did, I gave him way more chances than he deserved, but I was holding out hope for like my kid that he would have that. But then after I gave birth, I messaged his mom because it was very strange to me that he hadn't told anyone in his family that he was like just keeping it this giant secret. And I knew he was because I had friends that knew his cousins, and I knew that he was with this other woman, and I knew that no one knew. And that was just really, it was just weird to me. And I found his mom on Facebook, and like I said, my mom has passed away. And so when I reach out to her, in the back of my mind, I'm hoping that she's a normal person. And even if he's not, that maybe she wants to be in my child's life, and that maybe he can have like a grandma or whatever. And I reached out to her and I just told her, you know, I don't want anything from you. I just know that if my mom had a grandchild out there that she didn't know about, she would be so devastated. And her response to me, I shit you not, was, there's another one. Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm just wondering, I'm so curious why, like, do you think everyone was like you and was just like, I want to fuck a guy with like neck tats or what? Like, what is so great about this guy?
So I'm obviously not a psychiatrist, but he's a textbook narcissist. Like, he just tells you what you want to hear. So after I messaged the mom, his mom, after I messaged his mom, my child's grandmother, she said, there's another one. And I said, I just have to ask you how many there are. And she says, your child makes the ninth. And I was like, excuse me, what? Nine? And at that point,
God.
I know. And at that point, I felt like she was going to be honest with me because she was just, she had, when she messaged me back, she was like, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. And she had mentioned someone else. And at that point, my alarm bells were going off and I was like, oh my God, there really was another pregnant girl that the vacation girlfriend warned me about. There really was another pregnant girl. And I asked her, I was like,
I like that we called her vacation girlfriend. That's helpful. It is helpful. We got restaurant girlfriend, vacation girlfriend. I'm considering
pregnant girlfriend.
Then
no, she's pregnant girlfriend. I'm not a girlfriend. She's pregnant girlfriend. You can call me baby mama. I don't care, but I am not a girlfriend. There is no way. But I did. I asked her, and the vacation girlfriend had told me her name after some like conversation or whatever. And so I asked the grandma, I was like, is her name by chance, you know, whatever? And she was like, yeah, how do you know? And I was like, oh my goodness, when I was literally 3 months pregnant, the girl, vacation girlfriend, told me about pregnant girlfriend and I didn't believe her. And she was like, no, it's true. That baby is 5 months old. So here I am with a 1 week old in my arm. And I find out that not only does he have nine other children or eight other children, one of them is 5 months old.
So before we continue on, I need to know, like, what effect does that have on you hearing all of this? Like, is it just funny at this point, or is there a part of you that's sad, upset?
It was, you know, I don't really want to say upset, Because by this point, by the time I had a baby, my expectations for this person were just about zero. You know, like I honestly, at that point, there was very, very, very little that would have surprised me. Don't get me wrong. I was surprised, but I wasn't surprised. Like, it made perfect sense that he had so many children. And I found out that they were all from different women, every single one of them. And honestly, I found out that the oldest three were born within one calendar year as well. So I started looking up, to be honest with you, this is like a fetish. Like, there are men out there that just like to make children. It's like a weird God complex, but it's a thing. And they just go out there and get as many people pregnant as they can.
And I am thinking, like, Jesus, this man has sperm that can swim.
Well, I will say, now that I have a child, his genetics are very, very good. Like, the genetics are great. And the situation, you know, as time goes on, is not a bad situation I have found myself in. It's just really crazy. It's just really crazy that people think that this is complete, like, he thinks this is completely normal. Like, he doesn't see anything wrong about it or weird with it. Like, he just, I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if he has more babies.
You would think at some point, maybe, like, we see how much he's owing on child support. Like, maybe someone would come in and say, hey, you know, everyone's always rooting for, mandated birth control, but maybe it's time we look at a mandated vasectomy on this man.
You know, I would obviously agree with you, but I think he gets away with it because I never put him on paper. He is not on my child's birth certificate, and I know that the one before me doesn't have him on child support either. Like, she just didn't put him on child support. I don't know what her reasoning is. But when I found out about her, I was a little bit, I don't want to say hopeful, but I was like, maybe she's normal too. And she totally got duped by this guy also. And maybe we can, like, I don't know, raise our half siblings. Like, maybe we can be friends and, like, they can hang out and whatever. But I reached out to her and she sort of went ballistic. Like, she started almost like trying to compete with me for him and asking me if I was still in communication with him and asking me if I was still sleeping with him and trying to, like, almost like get primal about it and, like, mark her territory. And I was like, why do all of these women think that I want to be with this guy just because I'm, like, having his child? I couldn't be further from the truth. But they all did. That was the response every single time I got. They were like, oh, well, he's mine. And I'm like, oh, okay. You can totally have him.
You are just a rare breed. And most people, when they find out that they've gotten pregnant with someone, they're like, listen, we're going to fucking make this work. And you were like, no, I don't want him. I'm not interested. But for them, like, I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just like, you sound really fucking cool. And, like, you sound like you're just a rare breed of person and you were happy with your circumstance. And for most of these women, they're not. Like, when you said you were like, oh, we could have, like, a sisterhood, like, this, we could have, like, a whatever. I was like, no, don't, let's not reach out to her. Let's just leave her there. And you're like, call her up. And she's like, fuck you, bitch.
That's exactly what it was. I messaged her on Facebook and she was like, I've heard about you. And I was like, from who? And she says, vacation girlfriend. Shut up. So now they're talking about me too. And I swear they all think that he's not the father of my child. I really think that they think that. And I'm like, do you, all of you people, really think that I would be involved? It's not drama to me because I truly don't care, but it would be drama for someone else when all these women are, like, coming at you and you find out about all these different other crazy scenarios. And, but they wanted it to be like a super big drama. And I was just like, I just want everyone to know, like, I just want to be honest and transparent about this situation. And I'm really sorry that I told you you have a grandchild that you didn't know about. Maybe you don't want to know about the 10th one. I get it now.
I'm curious, as we're talking about this, vacation girlfriend, do you think she's wanting in on this? Is she wanting a baby of her? Is she wanting baby number 11?
So I'll be honest with you. I like sort of Facebook stalk these people just because I am so, like I said, nothing about this lifestyle makes sense to me. And I don't want to like sound like I'm talking shit about them, but they're a little bit ghetto. Like they all, like the pregnant girlfriend has his baby, but she also has three other children from two different men. So she has four children from three men. And that's just not, again, to each their own. And if she, that's great for her, but that's not how I was raised. That's not the environment that I came up in. So to them, I feel like it is a little bit normal, but I'm not about it at all.
It all sounds like, I don't know if you've ever watched the show, but when I would watch Teen Mom, it was just like, Jesus, I don't even remember what baby daddy number we're on here. Like, it's a lot of coordinating schedules too, if you're going to try and co-parent.
Yeah, well, and so that's the thing that I was never interested in. And vacation girlfriend, actually, so like I was about to say, I follow them on social media still, but like not follow them, like I just randomly like sometimes look at their pages. She's in another relationship and she's completely happy and good for her. She has two children of her own, and I don't think she ever wanted to have his kids. I didn't get that vibe. And as soon as they got back from vacation, she was like, you're crazy, and she's been out of the picture. And so the only reason why I think that pregnant girlfriend is still in the picture is because she does allow his mother to watch her child, which I could never. I don't know you. I don't even know the person I made a baby with. Why am I gonna leave my child with your mother? She does that. They have that relationship. And I don't know for a fact, but I don't think that he's involved in that child's life either. I think his mother is. And I think, you know, she was really sweet. She did reach, when we were in that conversation, she did say, like, I would like to be a part of all of my grandchildren's life when the moms let me. And the fact that she had to say when the moms let me, I was like, I don't think that's gonna work for this mom. I don't think it's worth my time to, you know, get to know these people well enough. Because clearly there's some trauma there for him. Like, clearly this person is like damaged. And so my brain goes to like, where did it come from? What were you exposed to as a child? Like, I don't know. My brain wanders because I have no answers as to why this person thinks that having nine children from nine different women is completely acceptable.
Do you ever see any signs of him being involved with his convoy of children?
No, I don't. I know that his oldest actually also just had a baby, and I know that he's a grandfather, yes. And his grandchild, yeah, I know, his grandchild is only 5 months younger than my child.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
I don't know why I'm laughing. It's terrible. It is terrible.
I know, but it's just, it's unbelievable that this is just, and like I said, he sees nothing wrong with it, but I don't think he's involved in any of his children's life. And it's weird because he'll say that he's not in their life because all they want from him is money, but he doesn't give them any money. So I'm like, what do you mean? Like, how does that, like, he has all these justifications. It's like, oh, they only want my child support. As soon as they get their check, they don't talk to me anymore. And I'm like, I feel like you're the one that has this all wrong, because you don't give them really that much money, and you're not ever around. So I think they just want to spend time with you, but how do you spend time with nine children who all have different mothers?
Well, and also, I mean, I don't know where you guys worked, but I don't think his Applebee's paycheck is making him like Daddy Warbucks. Like, when people say they want me for my money, we're talking like, oh, daddy, I want a new car. I want a new Lexus. Not like I would maybe like to eat this week.
Yeah, not I want my $200 child support for the month, which is also insane. Because so the funny thing that I learned about child support, because also I did hire a lawyer when I was pregnant because I didn't know what to expect. Like, I didn't know what rights were just given. I didn't know if the hospital would even let me leave the dad's name blank on the birth certificate. I didn't know if they would force me to put a name down. Like, I didn't know how any of that worked. So I hired a lawyer because I was like, I need to be informed at least. And you know, you could go on all these Facebook groups, but at some point I want someone who actually knows the laws, not someone who's like been through it four times with all their children's fathers. Like, I need to know what's actually happening. And my lawyer advised me that I could just leave it blank. But the problem with that is he could turn around in a couple years and sue me for paternity. And that then like essentially earn rights with the state. And that was always my thing. I don't want to take money from you because then I have to exchange time. And I am 110% not comfortable letting you take my child out of my eyesight. I don't know you. I don't know where you're going. I don't know who you're going to be around. I don't know anything. I don't even know where you live. I couldn't show up at your house if you were 2 hours late for a drop off or pickup. Like, I don't, there's no way that's happening. So I'm not taking your money because I'm not giving you time.
My baby is not going on vacation with vacation girlfriend, okay? It's just where I put my foot down. She's not going to your sandals resort in the Bahamas with your vacation girlfriend. Absolutely not.
Not at all. Or with vacation girlfriend's children and who knows what. No, it's just a no.
So how old is your baby at this point?
17 months.
So for 17 months, you have been a mom, and this has nothing to do with this neck tat guy, but I'm curious to know where you're at now and realizing like you have this 17-month-old baby. Can you even register with yourself that person who said like, I don't ever want kids?
You know, no, not at all, because and I've had this conversation with a couple of friends before, and it feels wrong to say it, but COVID happened at the perfect time in my life, in my personal experience, because I was so sick when I was pregnant. I was sick sun up to sundown for 9 months straight. Like, morning sickness was not a thing. I had all day sickness. And working in a restaurant, there's no insurance, there's no sick leave. So I wouldn't have been able to work or make any money. And I wouldn't have been able, I mean, I was on unemployment. That was my only option. And it was able to help me get through a time that would have been financially, feasibly impossible for me in any other way. And because of that, it allowed me to find a complete remote job. And so now I'm able to work from home, which I would have never in my entire life even thought about. It wasn't an option. It wasn't in my wildest dreams. And now that everything is remote and there's so much that happens from home, I'm able to kind of do both and take care of my kid by myself because I don't have a village, and also still be a provider and make all that work. And I just got so lucky, and I don't want to jinx myself, but I have the perfect child. I really do. I didn't have any problems with, you know, the normal. I slept fine, even though I had to get up by myself in the newborn stage and do all of that. He slept like a champ, and I never had any problems with feeding, and we never had any, his demeanor and temperament is just so, like, he's just happy and so much fun to watch. So I feel like I got super, super fortunate with the best child from the craziest circumstances in the most unexpected way.
Do you have any fears that Nektats is going to try and come back in or try to fuck with your life?
I don't think so at all. My only fear is how to explain to my child that like some people just don't have dads. And maybe I'll find someone and maybe he will have a father figure. And he does have like my grandpa, and I do have close friends that will serve as, the uncle figure. But there's so many things about even children's programming that you don't notice until you have kids. But like the word dad is used so many times in songs and movies, and it's just everywhere. And I understand it. Like I said, I never thought twice about it because that's the family that I come from. But now that I'm having to think about it from a different place, and how do I explain that to a child, and how do I say, no, I literally just picked you, I wanted you, and I did it by myself. Like I want to convey that with as much love as possible in a way that doesn't ever feel lacking. That's my only fear.
I think that it is your job is not an easy one. It's not one people, when they go into being a parent, think like, oh, I'm gonna be a single parent and I'm gonna have to do all these things. But while I have no advice for you on how to handle those things, I think ultimately, at some point, not sure when, your son is gonna realize, like, you know what? My mom's a fucking badass. Like she took care of me. She played both of those roles. She made sure that I had everything I did, and she made sure that I didn't grow up with a dad who had neck tats who worked in the kitchen at Applebee's.
And narcissistic personality disorder, because I wonder if that's a learned behavior, so I'll be on the lookout.
And do you have any dreams or thoughts still about maybe having your child meet their siblings?
I don't think I have a problem with meeting. I don't think, first of all, I don't think anyone besides the one closest to us, in age, I mean, not in anything else, but the one that's 5 months older, I don't think any of the other children know. I don't think they have any idea. I don't think that the grandma's gonna tell them, and I certainly don't think that he's gonna tell them. So I think I'm open to it, but I also am not very hopeful, just because, I mean, unless when they all grow up, they take 23andMe tests and then they're like, oh shit, there's a lot more of us than we thought there was, and there's like 25 people at the reunion or whatever it is. I don't know. But I would like that. I would like him to be able to meet all of his siblings, because I promise you there will not be another one from me.
And maybe if he can't meet his siblings, he can at least meet his niece or nephew, who's just a few I don't mean to laugh, but I
No,
do.
it's yeah, no, I completely understand it. Anytime I told this story, I didn't tell the story a lot because, without the full context and all the stories, it does sound crazy. And I for sure, people definitely like look at me a little bit funny when I say that my son has eight siblings from eight different women and I don't really know anything about any of them. They're like, wait a minute, what? How did you end up in that situation? And it's not really, it can be cut and dry, but it's not really that cut and dry. So I don't even know. It's been an adventure, that's for sure. It's been something that has completely changed my perspective on not only having children, but just like how other people have kids. And it's there really just aren't there isn't one style of family. There isn't like one way of having kids, which I totally, for most of my life, thought in a very sheltered
Okay, I have a shitty question to ask. And
way.
when I ask this, I hope that I word it correctly, but if you could go back, so we now know that ultimately you love the idea of being a mom. Like this feels right. Like you're like, fuck yeah, momming all the way. I want a kid. If you could go back in time, not saying that your child would change. Like people always get hung up on it. Like, no, cause I wouldn't have the baby I have now. That's not what I mean. But if you could go back in time, would you change the situation and instead of having a child with neck tats, have a child with someone you were in a relationship with? Or would you keep things the same?
I think I would keep things the same. I really do, because I hear so many stories of women and my friends who have children with someone that they think that they're in love with and they think who's going to support them and they think is going to help them. And then they have a child and that person completely disappoints them and doesn't meet their expectations. And then it's like this other, you know, situation that you have to process and your expectations are just not met, and that's disappointing, and that can cause all sorts of other issues. From the very beginning, my expectations were like, I don't have anyone to help me, and so I was never really disappointed, and I never really was like, I'm tired, why is there no one helping me? Like, I went into it with the mindset and the headspace of like, it's just me, like there's no one that's gonna come save the sinking ship. Like, if I'm tired, that's just what it is. And I feel like a lot of other people, they get super resentful of their significant other, or, you know, it causes problems within that relationship. And because I didn't have another relationship to focus on, it was just my relationship with my kid and just being able to bond. And I was never let down. I was never like, why isn't anyone else getting a bottle? Why? How come I'm the only one who's always changing the diapers? I just never had to have that conversation. And I think it just made everything so much less stressful. And I, like I said, I don't resent anyone. I made a choice and I knew what I was doing. And yeah, no, I think it was the perfect situation for me, which sounds so crazy, I know.
I don't think that sounds crazy at all. What I think it sounds like is you were given a pretty shitty situation up front. Like up front, if by textbook standards, your situation fucking sucks. It's terrible. Like, don't want it. And what you were able to do with that is take something, a very unfortunate situation, and run with it and turn it into something positive. And you're like, listen, it's fucking great. I love it here. And the reason why I appreciate hearing this story so much is because it's such a good reminder to people that, like, just because, and I don't mean to say this as a way to try and like say anything negative about your story or anything, but like sometimes life is gonna knock us down a little bit. But it doesn't mean we're out of the fucking race. And I feel like I'm someone, like, I trip up at the start line and I'm like, I'm done. I'm not doing it. I'm over it. And it's like, you are such, to me, I'm not sure this is what everyone's going to take away from the story, but for me, it's so inspiring to hear you be like, no, it was such a good thing to happen to me. And even if I had the opportunity to go back and change it, I wouldn't, because you found so many positives out of that. And, you know, the exact opposite of what you're saying is you're saying nobody was there to let me down. But I think my mentality would be no one was there to help me. And that's where my kind of victim mentality comes in. And it's like, nope, like hearing you say that, it's just this breath of fresh air and like something probably I need to be hearing right now in life. And so I appreciate you so much for telling this story. And weirdly, somehow, a story about baby mamas is what I needed to hear in this moment. So if no one else gets anything out of it, fuck, I know I did.
Well, thank you. There is a takeaway in there, I think, but it was a little bit of work and therapy to kind of keep my head above water for a minute for sure.
Last question. If you could give advice to the person who I'd really like for you to give advice to, is if you could give advice to somebody who is in a relationship and they're staying simply because they have children, but they know this person is bad. They know this person is completely wrong for them. They know this person is just never going to step up to the plate, but they stay because they say, listen, I'm staying because I have kids. What advice would you give to those people?
You know, I feel like I never wanted my kid to be around people who acted like crazy ways and thought that it was normal, because I never wanted my kid to think that that is normal, because it's not. It's very strange. And I always try to think about it from my kid's perspective. I always tried to, what do I want them to see? What do I want them to hear? What do I want them to feel at all times? And if it was something that didn't make me feel good, I could only imagine what it makes a child feel like who doesn't have as much life experience and doesn't have the processing capabilities that an adult has. And to me, if I couldn't explain it to a child, why am I trying to justify it for myself?
Listen, in the end, she got her baby, and there is nothing more miraculous than bringing a baby into this world. So obviously, no regrets there. But just take note, word of advice from someone who has shit their pants many a time. If you're going balls to the wall with dairy, don't wait to poop when you get home. I promise you, you cannot hold it. It is more embarrassing to shit your pants than to perform an exorcism in a public restroom. I don't even know how that ties into this story. You know, I mean, she found herself entangled in a shitstorm of baby mamas. I have found myself entangled in a pair of shit shorts. That's just life, baby. I don't even know what I'm saying. Anyways, thank you so much for being here and listening. I will see all of you next month.
Everybody has a secret.